Northern Illinois University anthropology professor assembled the world's largest collection of early primate fossils. WNIJ's Dana Vollmer spoke with him about what these primates were like and the implications the collection has for the field.
Dr. Dan Gibo's collection of over 500 finger and toe bones comes from more than two dozen species. They belong to tiny primates from the mid-Eocene period, about 45 million years ago. Most of the fossils are between 1 and 2 millimeters in length. That's about the size of a mustard seed. Gibo says the primates they belong to would have been half the size of a mouse. He says the shape of the grasping big toes and thumbs implies that the primates were arboreal. But he says the life of a small primate is very different from that of a large primate.
Their metabolic rate is very high, so they have to eat a lot of calories quickly. So they're going to have to go eat certain things like fruits or insects, essentially what primates eat. And of course, if you're small, you're going to get preyed upon very heavily.
Gibo says it was easy to determine these fossils belonged to primates, despite their small size.
Primate fingers and toes are very distinctive because we all have nails. Most mammals have claws or hoofs. So they're kind of flat-lying bones with an arrowhead-type shape because of the nails.
The collection was excavated from a fossil hotbed in southeastern coastal China, about 100 miles west of Shanghai. Gibo says the site, called Shangwang, is famous among anthropologists for its diversity. He says it's extremely rare to find a locality containing all three major groups of primates. One group related to living lemurs, another group related to living tursers, and the anthropoid group, from which humans, monkeys, and apes evolved. The collection took about 20 years and the screening of 10 to 20 tons of limestone to accumulate.
Not only do we have a large collection of these finger and toe bones, but we also have them in all the major groups of primates, and some of which are the first times you actually see these groups in the fossil record. So it tells us something about the initial adaptations and probably how they're evolutionally connected.
Gibo says the diversity of his collection will allow researchers to make connections between the Eocene primates and the original fossil primates dating back 55 million years. Gibo says there's another unique aspect to his collection.
As it turns out, the living lemurs have a funny second digit on their foot, and it has a grooming clause.
He says that up until a few years ago, it wasn't believed that grooming claws had been found on fossil primates. But his collection contained 15 fossils with grooming claws. The fossils are currently kept in small gelatin capsules in Gibo's office at NIU. They will eventually make their permanent home at China's Institute of Vertebrate Paleontology and Paleoanthropology. I'm Dana Vollmer, WNIJ News.